A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give the loaves of bread because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his child a snake when they ask for a fish, or hand him or her a scorpion when they ask for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord. I recently found a newspaper clipping that my mother had saved. I was in second grade, and I was the piano student of the month for my music teacher. In the clipping, I'm quoted as saying that one day I would become a nun. Fast forward 35 years, I'm still not a nun or a sister, but feeling very unfulfilled by my secular life. I started exploring possible options when I heard a call from God to jump into religious life. Then, while undertaking the discernment of this option, I found out how many ways God had tried to knock, well, actually had knocked, on the door to my heart. God is very persistent and sometimes not very practical about it. Consider the parable of the lost sheep. God makes valiant and somewhat foolhardy efforts to find us, sending people and experiences to get our attention. When we stay lost, God might continue to invite us and search for us throughout our lives, just like my experience with religious life. Or what about the vineyard owner who needed workers and went out throughout the day to hire them? Sometimes I feel like one of the workers called in the middle of the afternoon. Thank God that God didn't just call in the morning. God is extravagant and outrageous in reaching out to us. Look at the father of the prodigal son. He sees his son far off and runs to meet him, imagining hitching up his robes and running in sandals, no less. God is persistent, constantly knocking at the doors to our hearts or minds. God expects us to be persistent too. We must stay faithful to our calling to religious, married, or single life. We have to wake up every morning and commit anew to live our lives in the vocation to which we're called. God expects us to be persistent in fighting injustice, whether it's climate issues, gun safety regulation, eliminating human trafficking, or welcoming immigrants. We cannot give up, even when it appears that all progress made in the past few years is being rolled back. As frustrating as it seems to be, we must keep writing, calling, visiting, and praying to make change. More than ever, we must be persistent. We must be the persistent neighbor, knocking on our government representatives' doors. God expects us to be persistent in growing deeper and deeper in love with God, with our neighbor, with ourselves. Our persistence in awareness, openness, and silence will enable us to hear the knock, knock, knock of God upon our hearts. Are you ready now?